Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are so excited to be joining you guys on this lovely Thursday evening, entering into week 15 of the NFL. I cannot believe we're in week 15 already. This season, I just feel like, has flown by. Sorry we're a few days late, but nevertheless, we are here. So I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
I'm Jody. Hey, y'all. So this week was, where are we at? We're going into week 15. This week was chaos in the NFL. So
full of chaos.
Let's go ahead and recap just some of the highlights of week 14. There was some crazy things that happened. I feel like the injury report just keeps piling up. I'm on the injury report. Like, who knows what's going on here, right? So tonight the Chargers play, but last week was a huge week for them as well, where Justin Herbert broke his finger and he's now ruled out for the remainder of the season.
He just had surgery.
We didn't have them making it to the playoffs anyway, but no. They're now out. So what are y'all thoughts about the Chargers and last week?
I'm just wondering why it's taken so long. Brandon Staley, like, you, when you have the talent that the Chargers have on their team, there is no reason they should be like this every single season.
Yeah.
Something with, I'm going to call out two things with the Chargers. Brandon Staley needs to go, and their training staff needs to go. Like, they have injuries like this every single season, and their team, with the amount of talent they have, can never just do what they need to do. It's unbelievable to me. So I feel bad. Honestly, I feel bad for the five Chargers fans out there who are dealing with this on a yearly basis. But I mean, golly, that just, it just sucks. I just, sucks for Chargers fans. But,
well, luckily, this is probably Brandon Staley's last year.
Yeah. Well, unluckily for us.
Well, yeah.
Need to see it for Justin Herbert, man. He's got a good talent, but he has just not had the right coaching around him.
No.
So, I don't know. And then I wanted to talk a little bit just about the AFC playoffs being in such a tight race.
It's crazy.
The Broncos are on our tail right now, which is crazy. They're just one game behind us, so we cannot afford to lose anymore, really. Because I don't really see them losing unless they lose this weekend to the Lions. So,
which is a very high possibility.
But the Lions have not been playing well. Their last two games are just like, what is going on with the Lions?
I mean, you could say that for the Chiefs too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. But, I mean, the Lions aren't scoring points, period. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, this could be a bounce back game for them, though. I don't know where the game is, so you'll have to tell me which city it's in, but you know, this could be a bounce back. They play on Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's in Detroit Sunday or Saturday night football.
Yeah, so this could be a bounce back game for them, especially at home with the home crowd behind them. Who knows? Right. It would be nice if they could go and do their job for us and pull this W out, but guess we'll see.
Crazy.
That's what we need, because I think we can win most of our games, except the Bengals one worries me a little bit, just because, you know, they hate us and they're going to want to play us tough and they're going to want to try to make the playoffs. So
yeah. And Browning has not been playing badly. So no, it's not like we're going up against a quarterback who just sucks as a backup. Like he's
I have to pick him up on fantasy.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people probably did.
Yeah.
So many
quarterbacks. I told you anything. I had to pick
him up. No quarterbacks left. So we have to.
Daggum. Yeah, that's crazy. But the AFC it's incredibly tight. I don't think I've ever – well, not ever, but I think it's been a really long time that I've seen so many teams with almost the same record.
I know.
This season, it's week 15, and literally it's
– like, we have the same record as the Browns right now. They don't even have their quarterback in.
You didn't have to say that out loud, Jody.
I know. Like,
you're good. We're good. We didn't need to know.
Terrible.
God bless. It sounds
Well, the crazy thing with the Broncos is, too, is they, like, we both play three out of four of the same teams.
Yeah.
So, like, they play the Patriots, Raiders, and Chargers. We play the Patriots, Raiders, and Chargers. The only difference is the Lions and the Bengals. So, that makes it interesting, too.
Our remaining four games are also against backup quarterbacks, which is incredibly impressive. I don't know how we pulled that off. So there's really no reason why we should not win out. But yeah,
right.
At this point, you can't. You can't really predict what this team is going to do based off of the last 14 weeks of football. So,
no,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I know you guys both seen the AFC West when they pulled out their players of the week and it being Tommy DeVito and Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. I did not watch one of those games. Bless. So tell me what your thoughts were about that, because they both balled out for their teams, even though both of their teams are god-awful this season.
I mean, good for those guys. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't watch either because I don't really care about those teams. So, but I mean, it seems like at least for Zach Wilson, he's had one awesome game prior to that one, and it was against us. So, but I don't really think Zach Wilson beat the Eagles.
Well. He was playing them. He put up touchdowns at least. Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. Like he's so inconsistent that I don't even know what to think about him. You know, I don't know. Like, is he good? Is he horrible? Is he just,
I know. It's weird. It's
weird to me. I don't know.
I did not watch that, the Jets game. They played the Texans, who everyone was expecting the Texans to beat them. The Texans got crazy injuries.
Everybody went down.
Really had a ton of people on the injury report going into the game. Yeah.
So Zach Wilson, I mean, he did look really good. I watched his highlights. He looked good in that game. And then Tommy DeVito is just hilarious. The Paisano in New York, Tommy Cutlets, whatever they call him, just hilarious. But like, I love the energy that he's bringing to their town. Like, I think they just kind of needed that, even if it's just for the end of the season.
Which sucks because they got to go back to their terrible quarterback.
I know that they overpaid. But, yeah, I mean, I did watch that game versus the Packers. Actually, it was really good. Like, he actually did. It was impressive.
Where was that Packers team when we played them?
That's what I said. I don't know.
Thanks, Jordan Love, for the zero.
Where was this Lions team when we played them?
Oh, well, I know. It's like, but you know, as the Chiefs, we do get everyone's best shot. But you know, it's really annoying sometimes.
It's very annoying.
Play their best game of the season.
What do you guys think about all these backup quarterbacks coming in and kind of like slowly changing like the brain fog.
Narrative.
The chemistry.
I think a lot of them, they're just like shaping up
like great energy, team bonding.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that necessarily from the quarterbacks who all been paid a lot of money who are out? Because there's a ton of backups playing right now. And a lot of them, not necessarily saying they look like the best, but they are definitely bringing like better culture to the organization. Yeah. Fans seem happy even though they're still losing.
Honestly, I think like when you throw a backup quarterback in, the sense of, I would just say the stress of the game as maybe a fan or even as a player, potentially, I don't know, but maybe it just kind of goes down a little bit because you're like, you know what, the expectations are probably not as high for us because they know we've got a backup. We haven't been playing together as much. And, you know, and then I think it might just be easier to enjoy it because your expectations are lower. Like we know, like now, like in the past, we'd had a lot of those types of games as Chiefs fans. And now our expectations are so high that if we don't play like a perfect game, we're just like frustrated.
Yeah.
And so I think it, at least on the fan side, I can't say for the guys in the locker room necessarily, but for the fans, you know, they're probably having some fun even if they're losing because, you know, the expectations are super low right now because they do have a backup in. Like, if something were to happen to Patrick, for example, God, please no. But my expectations would be like, well, yeah, like, knock on wood, that's my new thing, right? Like, my expectations would go from, like, way up here to be like, well, what happens, happens, you know? Like, I think there's a lot of that going around.
I do too, but I do agree. I think sometimes if things weren't going as well with your starter, it kind of is okay to bring a fresh face in. Like,
yeah.
You never know tonight, like Easton Sticks for the Chargers might really bring.
Really interested to watch him play.
Whoever that is.
Yeah, what a name, by the way.
Apparently, he's like 49-3 in college, so he was really good. I don't know who he played for, but whoever he played for
him until today.
Yeah.
Until yesterday. I'll give him at least 40
points. Yeah, right.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on past this. So we lost last week. A lot happened. We now have 5 losses on the season. I don't think any Chiefs fan predicted us having 5. We predicted either 3 or 4, and we are now sitting at 5. Now, to be fair, the Bills have beat us 3 times in the regular season at home. Kind of wasn't shocked with what happened this past week.
Yeah.
A lot of chaos happened there. One, we just have this rivalry with the Bills in general. 2, we kind of knew it was going to be frustrating going against Carl Sheffer's team. So, yeah, there's just a lot to take away from this game. So I would say let's not spend a ton of time on it because it hurts a lot. It's really sad.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about last week?
I'm not even going to go into the negatives because I think if anyone's been on Twitter, they've probably just been beat over the head with all the negatives regarding that game. But honestly, you guys, our offense, I know we do have some just stupid mistakes that we make, but our offense is getting better. And I know that that's really hard to see because, it just is. But like Kadarius Toney, he has been looking so much more electric with the ball in his hands the last few games. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been looking great too. He ran pretty darn well against the Bills. The fact that we have a rookie left tackle in there who's been doing as good of a job in Wanya Morris as he has been is really impressive. But honestly, like I feel like our wide receiver core, while it's still very unimpressive for what we are accustomed to, we are seeing improvements and we are seeing them utilize Rashee Rice more. The fumble sucked. I'm not going to lie, but it was also a really good play by the Bills defense. So he's a rookie and he is leading this team in so many ways. I would say the one thing I'm confused about is it seems like the last 2 games we've completely gone away from Justin Watson, like completely gone away. And I'm not saying he should be getting a ton of targets, right? We've all agreed like that's not really him. But he is good for some clutch moments. And he's just not really in the game plan, it seems like, anymore. So, either is Noah Gray. Noah Gray's not involved either.
Yeah.
And I know Kelsey had a great game. Like, he's balling out. But get Noah Gray in there, too. Like, those are 2 guys who can take some of the pressure off of Kelsey, especially, and open it up maybe for Rashee a little bit more. Those 2 guys have proven that they are very consistent for the most part. So, I would like to see a little bit more of them to kind of help take some of the strain off of Rashee and Travis, especially. But honestly, our offense has improved. I know it's not something everyone wants to hear right now. It's not the popular opinion, but we are doing things better. We have to stop the turnovers. The turnovers and the silly penalties, 2 things that should be incredibly fixable. If we can eliminate those guys, like, people can't stop us, even with this wide receiver core. No one will be able to stop us if we can get rid of those 2 things, which are all mentality. That's all mental focus mentality. It should be able to be eliminated.
It's so frustrating, too. It's like, I don't think we saw hardly any 2 tight end sets with Noah and Travis last
week. Yeah, it's weird, right?
None.
Won the week before, but like, and when we do have them in, like, we scored, I think, the week
it makes me wonder, like, is Noah Gray hurt or something?
And maybe we just don't know.
Yeah, he had a lot of snaps last week. Like, it's not like he wasn't in the game. They just
didn't
target him.
And they listed if he was hurt. Like, he's not even like limited in practice. Like, he's,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if that's Andy Reid being stubborn in play calling. I don't know if that's Matt Nagy not wanting to, you know, tell coach to be, you know, more creative in his play calling, because we see what happens when Noah Gray and Justin Watson are on the field. The playbook definitely opens up. Again, I feel like I say this every week. Noah Gray has 0 drops on the season. You throw the ball to him and he catches it.
He's so impressive.
I don't understand why we're not using either one of them, especially because they are bigger body targets. They're not like KT or someone who has a smaller stature. They can jump up and go get the ball. They will go after that contestant catch. I will say it was kind of nice seeing like Richie James too. I know they're going to keep him very limited. I did see that Sky Moore's snaps went down.
They did.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MVS, still don't understand why you're. I know.
Go down. Snaps
went down, but when he was out there, he was still not productive. So, I mean, I understand why he's out there because he's making $11 million. I totally get it. And it seems like they are trying to make the correct adjustments on the offense. It's just, we're literally killing ourselves still. Defense was very good this game, but the offense, as long as we continue to have these turnovers every single game, we're not going to win them. And we have turnovers every single game at this point. And
yeah.
Really frustrating.
Well, and
I'm not sure if they know how to clean it up because I feel like it would have been done by now.
Especially for what the problems are, you know, like penalties and drops or what, not drops, turnovers. Like those are coachable things that can be fixed quickly.
I feel like our running game was working well. And then we went away from that again in like the third and fourth quarter.
It's
like,
because we got down. And I think they started.
Yeah.
But when they played from behind.
He's not going to be Pacheco. No one's going to be Pacheco. He did well. For what he needed to do.
And I will say, we got down, what? Was it 14-0 to the Bills at one point? Were we down 14?
We were down 14.
When we got down 14, I was like, this could be bad. Like, this could be a blowout. But guys, it was an improvement. We have not been able to come back well this whole season, especially from bigger deficits. That's been something we've really struggled with. We at least came back, you know? Like, we made it a fight till the very end.
Going down 14-0 at Arrowhead is a problem, especially when you have the crowd noise behind you. You have the whole entire stadium behind you. That is a problem. And the defense, I know we're not talking defense yet, but there's not only are we not figuring, that first quarter was god-awful to so many different reasons. And I'm just like, I can't believe that we can't get a first down and we can't stay on the field. Like, I don't understand what is happening right now. So that I know that this could be a season where we do end up going on the road for the playoffs and might have to go win on the road, which would be our first time in the Patrick Mahomes era. But, you know, at this point, hell, if we're playing from behind 14-0 at home at this, it is what it is. It doesn't matter if we're at home or on the road. The thing is, we just need to be able to figure out how to execute. Like, and I feel like I always say, play a full 60 minutes. We still are not playing a full 60 minutes of football.
I'd even be okay with, like, 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
Literally, three quarters.
Like, give us that, where we just ball out for that. You know, if we ball out for that, like, we're probably okay. As long as we're not turning the ball over.
You know,
props to our defense for not letting any points come off of the turnovers, though. Like, I know.
It's just like the little penalties. Like, if we can just figure out how to clean those up, because I was rewatching the game today and it's so, well, just like really the end of the game, but it's so frustrating to see or to even hear like Tony Romo say, he's like, 2 weeks in a row, Mahomes is screwed by his receivers. Like, they would have won against the Packers if MVS could have made that long catch.
Yep.
Would have won this last week. If Tony wasn't lined up, and that's another controversial thing. But
it technically, 4 out of the 5 games we've lost due to receivers. So if he's going to talk crap correctly.
So no, he's talking crap. He was like actually like feeling bad for Mahomes. He's like, he can't do this all on his own. Like,
well, but I think we know that, right? So I think that's what's most frustrating is when you listen to all these analysts and you listen to the media and all of these people, and they're like, I just don't understand why the Chiefs are still struggling. This isn't new. We've been struggling since week one. We talked about this in training camp. How many drops the receivers had in training camp? And in preseason, this is not a brand new conversation. We have been having this conversation all season long, and we have done nothing to correct the errors. Having 33 drops being the most in the league is not only embarrassing, that's ridiculous. And you're never going to win games continuing to have 2 drops a game with 2 turnovers a game.
Yeah, I want to comment on this comment that was just posted real quick. It was talking about how Tony has lost us two games this year. And I just want to say something. A lot of our games are not lost on a single play. Yes, was Absolutely. That the game-winning touchdown? 100%. But there were so many mistakes made in the first half of the game, and that is what technically cost us the game. How many drives ended in
the red zone?
Yeah, not getting to the red zone, or not scoring touchdowns in the red zone, getting zero yards on our first drive, things like that. Those are the things costing us. And yes, at the end, it seems like, yeah, everyone, let's blame Tony. Let's blame Tony. He was lined up offsides, blah, blah, blah. Guys, that one play does not lose an entire game of mistakes.
Well, Chris, everybody doesn't watch football. I'm just saying it's the obvious one
that people are going to remember. But guys, like, I don't know if any of y'all watching have ever been athletes. Well, let me tell you, all the mistakes that compile the whole game.
I love
our You cannot claim a loss on one single play unless you played a perfect game up to that point. And the Chiefs have not done that.
And that's the thing is, I mean, any game you can say, I mean, obviously it comes down to the last play, right? But any game you can say there's like 30 things we could have fixed throughout the entire game that would have helped us win, like scoring in the first or second quarter. Well, we scored the second quarter, did not score in the first. So scoring in the first quarter. Scoring in every single quarter, like just
score.
No, it's when you're in the red zone twice and didn't score.
Right,
that is a problem.
That's
the offense is moving the ball down the field. That's not the issue, right? The issue is not Patrick Mahomes getting the ball, whether it's to his receivers or to his tight end or our running back, whoever it is during the day, getting the first downs, getting the ball down the field. Not the issue. That is happening. It is converting in the red zone. If you cannot convert in the red zone, you are not going to win games. The unfortunate part is our kicker has been on it, right? So if we can't score in the red zone, what do? We have to settle for 3 points, and that's not going to get us anywhere.
Or a turnover.
Correct.
To where and then 0 points.
Freaking kicker. So,
You
know, so many – the things that are killing us are the not scoring in the red zone and the turnovers. That is it. The offense is flowing, and I think a lot of people are struggling to realize that. Because those points aren't converting into what they need to be. And that is going to be where the offense needs to, I guess, and maybe that's play calling. Maybe that, again, is play calling. Because if we see what we're doing in the red zone is not working, why are we still continuing to do it?
So, and I will say, this whole season, I feel like I know Jody and I have actually both made posts about this. I made a post a while back and
we're still winning our division. So
yeah, we are. I know Jody and I specifically made posts this year about how we wanted to see, like, we kept hearing these same things over and over and over about, hey, we're going to get better. We're going to do this and whatever. Yeah. And I was frustrated by that. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, guys, like, you guys are saying the script exactly where you're supposed to say. And we get that. You're saying what you're supposed to say, but we're not seeing that change. I actually loved during this game, Chris Jones getting super ticked off at whoever he was ticked off at. I loved seeing that fire and that passion. And I don't care about how many people want to bash Mahomes for him throwing his fit after the game. I loved seeing that. Because that was not a compilation of that one moment. That was the whole season. And that was just a little cherry on top that pushed him over the edge where he was like, okay, I'm blown up. I can't hold it anymore.
I loved it. I think I thought it was like about the final call or whatever of the game. But I think it really was him. It boiled down to our receivers.
But I loved seeing that. Like that fire. Like, okay. Like they do care. There is like, they are pissed off. Like, thank you. I love that we finally got to see that because we've kind of looked a little dead-eyed on the sidelines this season. And
I want to show this comment when you're done and talk about it.
I'm ignoring this person.
Oh, no.
Obviously trolling.
I want to make sure that I say it for the people who are listening to this podcast. There's clearly a Bills fan here. Welcome.
Hi, Bills fan.
That being said, Josh Allen owns Patrick Mahomes. Let me tell you why I love that so much. Because Josh Allen, not only is he the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Here goes Jody. I love it. Here we go.
With the amount of interceptions, and not only has he walked out of Arrowhead twice in a championship game and 0-for-5 in overtime, can't beat a rule that he begged to have, remember? And has not made it to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen, my love, will never own Patrick Mahomes.
Sorry, Ollie. Jody just owned you.
I would love for you to continue to comment that, because we need all of those comments in our YouTube channel. So thank you for being that hater very loudly. But I want to make sure that everybody on the live stream hears how ridiculous you sound by saying that he owns Patrick Mahomes, because the whole entire world knows you, sir, might be an idiot. So finish your statement.
I don't remember. I'm living on cloud nine from all that.
Right.
I just love the passion that I saw.
You got the sick girl out of character. That's the crazy part. You got the sick girl out of character.
And he says we're triggered. Isn't that sweet? I love when people say we're triggered when they are obviously the ones who are triggered. You are on a Chiefs podcast trying to be a troll.
I'm so glad you're here, though.
Actually the one who's triggered here, bud. Come on now, Ollie.
I'm so glad that you're here, though. We love it a lot.
So great.
And I'll see you in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, that's right.
To address this one, how can the drop issues be fixed? By catching the ball. No, I'm just kidding. Something our receivers did say today is, and it's not going over well with some of Chiefs Kingdom.
Oh, what did they say? I missed it. Well, I was so busy at work, I didn't pay attention to anything.
Justin Watson was in an interview in the locker room today, and they were asking him.
Uh-oh.
And he said, well, this week we've been getting in a lot earlier to watch film, and we've been communicating with the actual quarterback. And I'm like,
What does that mean?
Are we not communicating with Mahomes directly before?
That can't be the correct answer.
There's no way he meant it to sound that. Like,
I know. I don't think he did. No.
Justin's a smart dude. Like, Justin,
said that verbatim. He said, we are communicating now directly with the quarterback. We are watching film with the quarterback room. We are watching. And I'm like, why weren't we doing this 10 weeks ago?
Maybe that's typical in the NFL, but yeah. I feel like those position groups,
really might be. And so now they're like talking directly with Mahomes, and maybe they're just all sitting in those meetings together instead of being separate. And they're like, he's like, this is where exactly I want you to be. And this is where
that is what happens when they have their meetings. They have it by position. So that is something that happens. That is.
I appreciate them making that change. Then I think that's a great change. It seems like something that should be more typical, you know, time with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and then have the time where you're together. You know,
that was the biggest problem, I think, for people was like, why weren't you doing this weeks
earlier?
Why did it take
15? Yeah. When we're suddenly crap.
Well, here's another question. Why would you change what's not broken if this is what they did to win Super Bowls previously? Why do we think changing that? You know what I mean? So I think you kind of have to look at.
I think maybe they just thought they would get it together by now. And they're like, okay, we have it. So now it's time to crack down. And they have no choice. So
I love that Chris is being attacked. This is so great. Let's go ahead and get into the defense. So the defense, L'Jarius Sneed.
Oh, I want to see my player of the game real quick. Oh, wait, did you say defense? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know that you can barely understand me this week.
I know. You're fine. Jody yelled her heart out at the game, so she's just...
Yeah.
She is putting her health on the line for you, Chiefs.
God bless. Everything is going to be cleaned down, okay? But let's get into the defense. L'Jarius Sneed being L'Jarius Sneed. He's very much due for a contract once this is over. Trent McDuffie... Yeah. Great, right? And I think like one thing that a lot of people forget is we did have a lot of key players missing in this game. We did have four people missing in this game, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that you definitely need to take into consideration when you look at both sides of the ball too. But let's talk about the defensive line, Justin Reed. So what are you guys' thoughts about how the defense held it down for another week?
I will say it's kind of strange. The past two games, they've given up points in the first half, whereas in the games prior to that, that seemed to be something where they were more locked down in the first half. And after they were kind of tired, they were giving up points in the second half. Not a lot of points, but and I know that we're still missing people. Like, we did get Nick Bolton back, and I thought he came back and he played fantastic for just getting back out there.
Yeah.
But like you said, missing Drew Tranquil, that's a big miss. I don't know. Like, And then missing Brian Cook, who's been awesome this season, totally locked down. Mm-hmm. I was impressed that our guys, especially the young guys who had to step up, like Chamari Connor came in and he did a great job. And I even thought Leo Chanel did a pretty darn good job in there, stepping in to try to fill some of that role. So, absolutely. And he's been having a quietly good season, Leo Chanel is. But
I wouldn't say that. I think he's been going crazy all year.
But people aren't talking about it is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like he's been doing so well, but it's like been under the radar. Like people just aren't talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, I love the fact that this year I have not once worried about anyone's number one wide receiver. Sneed and McDuffie just locking down everybody. Mm-hmm. And but another thing, this was the second week in a row where we also didn't see much of McDuffie, you know, blitzing on the quarterback. It's 2 weeks in a row. I know, but I feel like we're not seeing it as much. Like we were doing it so much, and I felt like we just saw less of that. And maybe that's because of Brian Cook being out. Huh?
I was gonna say maybe it's because Nick Bolton was back.
That and Brian Cook being out, maybe you know they're having to adjust some things now.
Nick Bolton tried to blitz him twice and missed both of those tackles, which was a big
it's probably hard with that. Like,
well, he was gone 4 or 5 weeks, so
yeah,
you know, that rust off of you too. Like, I didn't expect, I mean, we know the great difference that Nick Bolton
obviously made. I love him,
yeah,
he's a fantastic.
And I figured he would have like that one rusty game, like, I figured that would happen, but I mean,
and I wouldn't even call it rusty, like, I still thought,
I want to say though, like. The thing that frustrates me week after week lately with this defense, and maybe it's just because our linebackers haven't been all together. So hopefully this next week we'll see them all in action together on this. But the run blocking has just been horrid.
People are running down our throats.
That's what killed us in the first half. That's why they got 14 points, is because Cook ran all over us.
Yeah. And when we can't get Mahomes back on the field.
Why did we get that first touchdown and just like tumbled right in? I was like, well, where is anyone?
Yeah.
I want to say something about that, right? So we are getting the offense back on the field though, right? It's just they're not staying on the field long enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the other teams are having these long drives. Like, I think the first drive was like seven, eight minutes for the Bills. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
And the thing is like the offense, exactly, right? And I think you know that. I will say that's the biggest thing I think I've seen this year from opposing teams. This year, teams have learned that if you want to beat the Chiefs, you cannot get the ball in Patrick's hand.
Yeah.
They are doing a really great time of letting the play clock go all the way down before they snap the ball for whatever the play is, and truly taking over time of possession. But when our defense is going out there and getting that stop, Our offense not staying on field long enough. Like, they need to convert first downs. And I don't know.
On some of the plays, I do agree. But, I think in the first half, so that's when we've been seeing them run the ball all over us. That's what the Packers did. That's what kind of the Raiders did. And now the Bills did it. And I think teams are seeing that we do have Sneed and McDuffie. And they're freaking insane. And they are going to lock down.
They're going to throw the ball.
They're going to not let you throw the ball. So now we're getting those long drives because we aren't stopping the run as well. So I'm really anxious to get all of our linebackers back.
Yeah.
Hopefully with them all in the rotation. I hope that's just.
Because we started off the year pretty darn good against the run.
And everybody was healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So. So I'm just hoping that now with all of them, that'll be
a
difference. You know, it's so funny because like we had a space on Monday and I had to kind of like remind myself, like, oh yeah, regular season games don't really matter. Just get to the playoffs. Just get to the daggum playoffs, and then we will go from there. Like, regular season games are great because this is where you go out and you try things and you make things work and you make sure you get there. But it's like everything matters when you get to the playoffs. That's where you're really, I feel like no matter what happens, everybody kicks it into a higher elevated. We as fans, we go from regular season Jody to playoffs Jody. Like, it's different, right? Yeah. So I know that, like, we're doing these things now. A lot of these players are kind of, like, sitting out and doing their things because, of course, we want them to be 100% healthy because we might be in wild card weekend. We might have to go on the road. So if that means week 15, 16, and 17, is resting players or making sure they get 100% healthy. I think the fan base needs to realize that that is a very high possibility of what's coming. We might not see Isaiah Pacheco. We might not see him. And people need to grasp that concept and know that he'll be ready for the
playoffs. I feel like it could be like until Bengals week that we see him.
It may be.
If we need him.
Haven't talked about how serious this shoulder is. Which is that I swear the Chiefs do that every year. We're just like, how serious is this?
Yeah, they don't tell us. But he's not IR, so that makes me think he could come back.
Yeah, but he just runs so hard. And when you're running back, like you're leading with your shoulders all the time. I feel like maybe if he was a different position, he might be back. But
I think we know like how good he's been already.
And Clyde's been running just fine. So if Clyde's going to continue to run that way, then Pacheco, please continue resting and be ready for the playoffs.
Especially if McKinnon's going to be healthy. Because
McKinnon looked good too last week. Yeah.
It's all about him staying healthy.
I liked seeing us utilize him more. That made me happy.
I know. And he actually.
We've been awaiting.
Right.
We've been waiting. December McKinnon, though. He's December McKinnon. So,
yeah. I mean, we waited till mid December, but you know.
He's 9 touchdowns behind last year. but I still have faith that he can get
that. It's so nice to see him out there. And, I really love our O-line blocking for these guys. It's so much fun to watch. And I hope once we get maybe it is smart. Just keep Pacheco out. I mean, I trust our coaches. I really do trust our coaches with our players' health more than anything, because whether I trust them with the play calling this year, I don't know. But I do trust them with their health, and they know Pacheco is going to run 1,000 miles per hour on every single play. And so if you think we can win some of these games without him, then save him for the play.
And I guarantee you they're saving him from himself. I guarantee you he's like, I'll be fine. And they're like, sit down.
Yeah.
The question is do you think they're doing the same thing with your left tackle?
I don't know, because honestly, Wanye Morris, like, I'll just say it, he's my player of the game. And he was Lexi's.
Go ahead, we can get into it.
He's a rookie left tackle, and he's come in on very limited reps, and he has done a pretty darn good job. I'm not saying he's been perfect, but he's done a pretty darn good job. And he played against Von Miller this last week. You know, that's a tough task, right?
And I was really mad that Von got one sack on him. I was mad about that.
I was just mad that he was even allowed to play.
Another conversation.
But Wanye going in there and doing what he's doing, guys, that pretty much, if he continues what he's doing and continues improving, he's our left tackle for next year. We don't have to worry about finding a left tackle in the draft and, you know, trying to sign another guy. Like, guys, we've got him now. That saves, like Lexi said, so much money.
Especially because we want to pay this whole entire defense to stay here.
Wide receiver help. So it really does help. So I love seeing him out there.
This defense really deserves as many as we can keep. They really deserve some good wide receivers next year.
Yeah.
They have a good wide receiver.
Deserves that too. Not only does Mahomes deserve that, our defense deserves that.
Yeah.
So that was your player of the game was Wanye Morris. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Lexi, who's your player?
Mine is also a rookie, Chamari Connor, because he's had to step in for Brian Cook in the absence of him. And so, like Wanye, he let up one sack, right? But Chamari, he had one kind of struggle of a play at the beginning of the game, or one I think he kind of got away with, where Gabe Davis was wide open in the end zone.
Is he the one who got the interception?
I haven't gotten to that yet. You're ruining my fun.
You're ruining my take.
I was starting off with the bad, and I was going to get to the good, okay?
Sorry.
So I was going to say, he started off with like a kind of a blown coverage that he actually got lucky on because Josh Allen did not see Gabe Davis wide open in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. He was wide open.
And Connor definitely got away with that one, but he definitely made up for it with his interception. And that was the only interception of the game, and I'm so proud. He came from behind Josh Allen. I don't think expected that from him at all. And, like, he doesn't have much film on Chamari Connor, right? So
what? Josh Allen interception? No.
No way.
I don't think we can talk much, like, this year, guys. Like, we're in a really better boat.
I know my quarterback is going to give me a turnover once every game.
unfortunately, I hate it. This season, my God.
I can laugh about it to keep from crying.
But I will say they're not typically always Patrick's faults, and it feels like with Josh, he's kind of...
That was on Josh for sure.
Yeah, that's Josh. But I like Josh. I really like Josh Allen. Like, I know Jody hates him.
I like him too, but it's fine. But anyway, I just am proud of Chimari. And I don't think I wanted to just shout out Omenihu too, because he actually had a quietly really good game.
He had some sacks,
some pressures.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually really good. So I wanted to give him a little shout out too.
Yeah. He's been quiet since he's been here.
He actually had a sack, and
Maybe he's like playoff Frank Clark or something.
I'd be okay with that.
I need him to
please
get to that next level. My player of the game is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That was who I was thinking too. Besides,
he's been Mr. Reliable when we've needed him to be these last 2 weeks, and it's shown that when you use him as a receiver and for rushing, he's really good. Yeah. He had just as many receiving yards as rushing yards. So, and I think that we realized that too with Pacheco and with McKinnon. And we always use McKinnon more like a receiver anyway. So, you know, I think that, you know, I could appreciate him. He ran out of his pants, y'all said. So at the game, I couldn't.
It was like right up by the groin region. Like, he's lucky he wasn't pulling a Chris Jones.
So, like, at the game, I couldn't see that on the field.
Yeah.
So y'all can see it on TV. And so when y'all said it, I was like, wait, what? And then I saw the highlights and I was like, oh my God, like, his old pant is off of him. So
I've never seen that before.
He's channeling his angry run, which makes me happy if that is the evidence that we're going to get from that. So I know CEH has heard all kind of slander over these last few years, not even this year, these last few years. He has probably been getting it tough, especially with everything that went on at the back half of last year of like the parade and ring ceremony and all of that, and how Chiefs Kingdom me was like, get this dude off of our team. But I can genuinely say I am appreciative and grateful for what he has done for this team so far. Thank you, Isaiah Pacheco. And I beg you to keep it up for the next. I said Isaiah Pacheco. Thank you, CEH. And I beg you to keep doing this for the next few weeks, please, until we can get Pop back. Once we get Pop back, them two as a 1-2 punch could be really dynamic going.
Yeah. And I think just having our wide receiver room be as thick as thieves as they are, like, they have so much fun together. Running back. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
All the wrong words.
We're all sorts of everywhere. But our running back room, guys, they are so close and they are always just having the best time. Their camaraderie is amazing. I think that really helps this team a lot. Like, I think not having that, like, oh God, Clyde Pacheco took my job, I don't really want to be around this guy. McKinnon's like, man, they're not really using me very much, blah, blah, blah. No, they are just like, they are so happy to see everyone succeed. And that is huge. So
that's awesome.
And that's our running back room.
They just love life. Like, Clyde has been crapped on by our base more than almost anyone I can remember in the last few years. And he still goes out there and plays so hard for us.
It wasn't his fault he was a first-round draft pick, guys. No. Like,
that's our fault.
Nice little check, though. Let's go ahead and get into Chiefs Patriots. So we go up to New England this week, and we play the Patriots. And it is a hot mess up there. Hot mess express up there. I believe they only have, what, 3 or 4 wins on the season? Something disgusting.
But we don't look at records, okay?
I just want to say.
Never matter for us.
Yeah, we better. We better win this game. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, Patriots are 3-10.
I will say it's gonna be nice. I wouldn't be surprised if Juju had a decent game against us.
Oh, Juju.
This week.
I didn't even think about Juju.
Yeah, going back to see Super Bowl champion Juju Smith-Schuster.
Remember how we had a Juju catches everything? We couldn't have anybody catches anything hashtag this year.
Did they play Thursday Night Football last week?
Yeah. So they
tweeted it out. He had a great game. So I tweeted out Juju catches everything. And then I got really sad.
I know.
Anyway.
I like Juju.
So lots going on in New England. Mac Jones out. Bill Belichick trending to be fired.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mutually parted ways. Probably. Or smite.
Allegedly. We'll see. As long as he stays out the AFC West. This really is a must win for us if we want to continue to play for that number one seed.
Well, to win our division, it's a must win.
And our division, and go Lions this week. Yeah, gotta win out, and we need a few teams to just accidentally lose this week. Yeah.
The Dolphins did last week. Can someone just do that again, please?
Yeah,
you saw that, right? They lost in overtime.
I fell asleep.
Not in overtime, just at the end of the game.
That game was insane.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was in. That was Sunday, right? That was
Dolphins Monday. Still have yet to beat a good team.
That was Monday. So. I was dead on Monday. I was asleep. So I missed it.
They're frauds.
Once Tyreek Hill went out, I kind of passed out. I took two.
Yeah, I'm actually in trouble. I have him in like three of my fantasy leagues. So
yeah, I have two. And Jake Browning. I'm somehow in the playoffs. I don't know. Anyway, what are y'all thoughts about going up to New England this week and needing to make this pretty much like a confidence game for these receivers?
Want to see no penalties in like game killing situations, like drive killing situations.
Noon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see no freaking offensive penalties and drive killing situations, holding, talking to you, left tackle, right tackle, whoever. And randomly Creed Humphrey. Like, that's still really weird to me. Yeah. And I would really like to see no turnovers.
Please.
Like, that's all I'm asking for. I don't care about anything else.
The problem is our keys to the game are the same every week because
it's I know.
I'm like, I have no new keys.
But like, here's the thing with this Chiefs team. We almost have to play a perfect game this season. We have to play
a perfect every game till the Super Bowl.
We have to figure it out and play a perfect game. Yeah. I want this to be a statement game. I want our guys to come out pissed off and show us.
And then we're going to be like, oh,
I'm very glad Tranquil is back. Thank goodness for that. Justin Ross has actually been activated back to our practice squad. I don't think he'll be activated this week. I don't know when.
I don't think he'll be activated to the active roster the whole rest of the season.
I don't think so either.
Pending injury, I don't see it. I really don't.
I could see it for like the last game, maybe.
No, because we'll need to win that last game.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got to win every game.
I could see it, maybe. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he wasn't playing for us.
Maybe. Like, if it depends how our wide receivers do. Like, if they want to give him a chance type
thing. He wasn't even doing anything the first half of the season for us. Like, they weren't even targeting him. So,
giving Noah Gray and Justin Watson the ball.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to a guy that hasn't been throwing a ball almost all season long. Like, keep him away. We don't need that. That's not going to help. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Don't
hit people, allegedly.
Go carry Gatorade.
What?
I was saying go carry Gatorade.
Go carry Gatorade. I really want to see. So they do have two pretty good tight ends that can catch on their team. So I do want to see like our linebackers and safeties. They just have to step up their game this week.
They'll be fine.
I hope.
I'm not worried about our defense.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Even if they don't, there is a very high possibility that it is week 15 and this is the team that we are. Not much is going to change over the next 7-10 weeks of football, whenever February gets here. Figure out ways to win the game. Mm-hmm. At this point, figure out how to win.
And they have to have a good defense, so it should be a good test for our offense.
If we know our weakness on defense is pass rush and we know our weakness on offense is dropping the ball, literally, whatever. Figure out how to win the game.
All you need to fix.
We're not going to be a perfect team.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's week 15. And I think the moment people accept that, then it's like, okay, let's work with what we got. Okay?
Yeah. I've accepted it. It's much easier to watch these games.
I'm just looking at us to have two drops every game. Hopefully those two drops were just like a 3-yard catch and not a 20-yard catch.
Right.
And first down.
And I think it's a first down and not a third down. Like, let's pick and choose where we're going to have these errors of the game at. Let's not do them when they're on the
not in the last 2 minutes,
like,
right?
In the red zone. Let's not do it there. Like, let's do it, like, on our 20, not their 20. You know what I mean? Yeah. So let's pick and choose when we're going to have these terrible moments and still figure out ways to win games. And it's crazy because I feel like every week I say, good teams find ways to win games.
I just hope that they do. And I just hope that Bill Belichick does not decide to have like one last hoorah against Andy Reid on the Patriots or something.
Maybe before he comes to the AFC West.
I don't know. But
he's going to retire.
Don't put that evil on me.
I know. I don't really have much to say about this game. Actually, everything I have to say about this game, I just said it.
We've also said it for the past 14 weeks.
Yeah. I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse on that.
Really quick, just want to add because I've added it every week, and now I'm on.
Maybe you shouldn't add it if you've added it every week. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, stop adding stuff.
For this person specifically is Harrison Butker. Now, Chrissy.
Oh my gosh, no. It did not need to be said.
This is good. This is what we do every
2 weeks ago.
This is what we do every week, and he has not missed a kick, right?
I don't even remember kicking a field goal last week.
He kicked one. We had 17 points.
Yeah, clearly we had 17 points.
He made all of his points. He has not missed one single point yet. So knock on wood. I say it every week, and now I feel like now I'm going to jinx it if I don't say it. So I just
need us to play at least 50 minutes of football.
At least 50.
I'm like,
our standards minutes. Are low, guys. Oh, no, out of 60.
We said this on Monday. If we can just clean up if we could just clean up 50% of the things that we're doing to ourselves, we will win games. Just clean up half of it. One turnover, not two. You know what I mean? Yeah. One drop, not two. Like,
if people say we're spoiled, we just just one turnover. That's all we're asking for.
Because at this point, I literally go on to Chiefs games like, all right.
I feel like I'm Oliver asking for just a little bit more porridge. You know, just like a little bit.
You don't even got to clean up 100% of it. Just do half of it. This week, half week of it. Next week, 60%. We'll gradually go as we get closer.
Maybe Patrick needs to get rid of that underwear that he's talked about for the first time this season. Maybe that's the problem. He talked about it.
Or the headband. Something got to go.
I don't know what to wear anymore. My lucky sweatshirt's no longer lucky.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what to wear. I don't have lucky stuff now.
Nope, I have nothing lucky. I'm actually going to wear my Trip McDuffie jersey again because I was banned at the beginning of the year from wearing it. I'm wearing it again because nothing I have at this point.
That would be dangerous.
I can't even remember what I wear with.
I say we all just wear something completely different that we haven't worn all season. And then just
I've worn something different every game.
I know.
Hey, can we get into score predictions really quickly?
Yeah, because Jody's computer, I think, is going to die. So let's do that.
I just got a notification like,
you best hurry up. score predictions. I don't know. We can't seem to score more than 21 points. 21 to 13.
Yeah, I was feeling 13 also.
And I don't like that.
I don't either. Honestly, I feel pretty similar. I was going to say like 20 to 13, but yeah, that's pretty much the same. Let's say.
I'll say like 24 to 17, which is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I would love if we could hold them to zero like the Chargers did.
That would be great.
Please. Who was that 3-0 game the other day?
Oh, God.
Vikings versus Raiders.
Best game of the year.
Vikings won in the last 2 minutes with a few.
Best game of the year.
Amazing. Do y'all really want to get into around the league week 15?
Yeah.
Go quick.
There's
a lot of big games coming up this week. And it's not like huge. I mean, maybe not all the matches you would expect, but a lot of them are teams that are trying to get into the playoffs. So we do
have
Saturday football this week, which is exciting. So you have like the Vikings at the Bengals, which they're both fighting for the playoffs. Then you have the Steelers at the Colts at
That could be a surprisingly interesting game.
Right? Like, that might actually be good because they're both fighting their butts off. Then we have at night Broncos at Lions in Detroit. And those, I mean, Lions are looking to get a bounce back win to keep top their division.
I think the Lions win this week.
I think so, too. And then Broncos are fighting for playoffs. And then you have Texans at Titans on Sunday, which I think could be sneaky good because I think Will Levis has been playing.
Yeah, but is CJ playing? He's still out with concussion.
I think he actually might be trending down. So actually that might, I don't know.
He was not a full participant.
That's not great for them. Yeah. They're trying to get in the playoffs too, and that's not good. Then you have Jets at Dolphins. I would love to see the Jets upset them because
Did you say Ravens, Jags?
Not yet. I'm getting there. That was my next one. Ravens at Jags, Sunday night football.
I thought that was set. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Saturday and Sunday both.
Are you naming every game this weekend? Is that what's happening?
No, there's a ton.
Pretty much she is.
Yeah, you named every single game this weekend.
No, I have not. I skipped a bunch of them.
Are you sure?
Yes.
She still has like three to name. Hold on, Jody. She's still got three.
Two. Three. No. Ravens at Jags. We've seen the Jags to win that. Cowboys at Bills, which I think will be interesting. And then Eagles at Seahawks, which I think is interesting too.
I think it's amazing that everybody has the Bills.
I told you I was just going to list a bunch of games off. But it's not all of them. It's a lot of them.
I think it's amazing that a lot of people have the Bills beating the Cowboys because there's no way.
I don't think so either.
I don't understand it. Guys, the Cowboys have looked so good.
There's no way that happens.
If that happened, something weird happened. It wasn't the Bills. It was the Cowboys.
It was the script of the NFL if the Bills win. The Cowboys look way too good. Who the Niners play?
Who?
Who'd you say the Niners play?
Oh, she didn't list that one.
I think they play the Cardinals or something.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, here we listed it now.
Yeah.
I could
the AFC is spicy every single week. The Ravens should win this week, but they could lose in Jacksonville.
The Jags are looking for a win this week.
And the Jags have been kind of picking up some steam a little bit.
But it's Trevor 100%.
They're off with two losses.
I mean, he played okay last week with his ankle. I dropped him thinking he'd be out for a while.
I did too.
Jordan Love, bad decision. Yes.
It's just hard out here in the
States. As I lost Aaron Rodgers week one. Like, it's been a struggle the whole
time. It's a struggle, for sure. For sure. but no, I just think with these games, it's just interesting how many of them have playoff implications, even if it's not just your division. It's like all over the place. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a big boom in my upstairs. It's fine. I'm not concerned.
Oh, no.
I don't know what caused it. The only thing up there is a 12-pound dachshund. So, I don't know. It's fine.
Ran into something, maybe.
That was a big boom. I don't know.
Well, let's get into the spot there. Lexi, you do it this week.
I'm going to do it. All right. Pin Seltzer.
I'm drinking tea.
Oh, sorry. I was getting there.
Lovely Pin Seltzer.
Sorry.
The first Black-owned seltzer company here in Kansas City locally and in all of America. And it is quite delicious. It is pineapple and peach and with a hint of lemon and lime. And it's very refreshing, all natural fruit. None of that extra gross stuff that you guys don't want in your drinks that you get at all the big brands out there, you know? So this is just all natural. It's like 100 calories and absolutely delicious. You can get it downtown at Border Brewery, which is like the Crossroads area. And they will actually be launching a new flavor very soon, which we will be launching it. Yeah, we'll be launching it for them. So
very lemonade.
Perfect for tailgates. Perfect to get you guys ready for the playoffs. So
red can.
At Kin Seltzer, KINSELTZER.
There you go. There it is. One more time, if anyone's watching. Well, people are watching, but like if you're watching, you can see the spelling. That's what I meant to say. It's fine.
Probably not. Well. Maybe next week we'll do another like contest for them or something. We'll see.
I'm like out of cans.
Last few weeks. I know I am too. I'm getting close because I have to give two packs away to our two winners last week. So
yeah, I took like 15 away this week. I took like 15 to a Chiefs tailgate.
Yeah, you were giving them out. So no, that's good. They're delicious.
How to get cans in people's hands. Cans in hand.
Right. Maybe we'll do like a New Year's giveaway or something. Something like that. But yeah. That's about all I got. We got a great Thursday night football game to enjoy now.
We do. Yeah. I can't wait to watch the Sticks guy. You know, can't.
Easton Sticks.
Easton Sticks. We'll see.
Oh, that is.
But We all know that this is a definite must win for the Chiefs this weekend. So, but guys, I want to ask one thing, no matter how this game goes, like, let's please stop tearing down players on Twitter. Please. They don't need that. They have enough stress right now as it is. Please stop tearing them down. Stop worrying about the offsides call. It's done. It's over with. Get over it. It's done. Focus on this weekend. Like, let's just be a little more positive, y'all. Like, it's been just super negative on Twitter lately.
Oh my gosh.
And that's one of my outlets when I'm feeling stressed and I can't even go there this week. So just everybody just take a deep breath. It's going to be fine. Go out, cheer on our Chiefs this weekend for their noon game on. Sorry, my cat's tail is attacking me as I'm talking for those who can't see it. But go out there and just cheer them on, guys. You know, it's the season of love and forgiveness. So let's forgive how this season has gone and look forward to loving the rest of it. So until next time, your queens have spoken.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.